Two passages to open your Bible to. The first one is Matthew 24, and the parallel passage is Luke 21. So Matthew 24, please, and Luke 21. We'll start in Matthew. As I mentioned earlier, the title, what we're looking at, is As the Days of Noah Were. Notice Matthew 24, 35 with me. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Flip over to Luke 21, 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. My purpose in reading those two, saying the exact same thing, is to tell you that the context of both is the same. And so what follows is what Jesus is having to say, and Luke is going to give us a little bit more when we get there. But go back to Matthew chapter 24. We read verse 35. Now let's go to verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah... You'll notice that the word were is in italics and so has been provided. Let's take that word out. But as the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. So some interpret the days of Noah as describing the condition of people character-wise when Christ returns. And that is not so. It is not describing the character of the people. What it is describing is a total lack of expectation of people when he comes. Look at verse 39. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So the unbeliever in Noah's day did not expect a flood. Noah had preached about it. He was in building of the ark for 120 years. They should have known, but they weren't expecting it because they didn't believe it. So they just kept on in their eating, their drinking, their marrying, and giving in marriage. You see, we tend to think that this describes their character. Well, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Let me ask you something. Are we doing that today as Christians? Did you just have lunch? Did you eat anybody? Did you drink anything? I know you didn't get married during lunch, but here's the thing. We are marrying and giving in marriage today. So it's not describing the character of the people. It just shows that life goes on as usual. Eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. That's what we've been doing all throughout history. Nothing's going to happen, as if everything will continue as it always has. To keep awake, go to 2 Peter chapter 3. You'll notice that Peter warns that this is the way it's going to be in 2 Peter chapter 3. Notice what he says in 2 Peter 3:3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. You see, that's what it's like in the days of Noah. That's what it's going to be like before the Son of Man comes. Everybody's going to keep going as if everything's just going to keep going the way it always has. Keep reading there in Matthew chapter 24. Verse 39, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So that's the true subject of this passage, the coming of the Son of Man. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. And would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. His coming is going to take people by surprise. He's coming like a thief will come. So the question is, will the coming of Christ catch you and me unaware? Not watching. That depends on whether you take heed. And that's where we go to the Luke 21 passage. The parallel passage. Remember, Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, is parallel to Luke 21, 33. Let's see what it says after verse 33. And take heed to yourselves. There it is. Will the coming of Christ catch you unaware? Well, that depends on whether you are taking heed, literally paying attention. And pay attention to yourselves. Jesus is saying in Luke 21, 34, pay attention to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come on upon you unawares. That's the emphasis of this passage. It's not that people are living like they did in the days of Noah. We are. But the emphasis is that people were living as if nothing's ever going to happen. Nothing's ever going to change. The world's going to go on. The sun got up this morning just like it always has. It's going to set this evening just like it always has. Tomorrow it's going to be the same thing all over again. We have nothing to worry about. There's no flood coming, Noah. Pay attention, lest your hearts be, what's that word? Overcharged. An overcharged heart. A heart that is overcharged, and then it says with surfeiting. Some people are supercharged with it. Here it's just overcharged. It literally means lest your hearts be weighed down, burdened with surfeiting. Well, the question is, what is surfeiting? Have any of you gone surfeiting? Are you talking about surfing, Pastor? No, surfeiting. I hope you have it, because it has to do with dissipation. Well, what's dissipation? Excessive indulgence to the point of sickness. In fact, the Greek word here is where we get our English word crapulence. How many of you have used that word this last week? Neither have I. Crapulence. C-R-A-P-U-L-E-N-C-E, excessive indulgence to the point of sickness. Some people are weighed down with excessive indulgence to the point that it even makes them sick. And the next thing, and drunkenness. Now, we all know what that is. But that's not the only weight. Not just surfeiting and drunkenness. Even, here's the third one, cares of this life. The word cares, worries, anxieties, belonging to everyday life. And so that day come upon you unawares. Last part of verse 34. Well, what is that day? That day is the day when, as it says in verse 27, they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Jesus is saying, he is warning us, you do not allow yourselves to be weighed down with surfeiting, drunkenness, and cares, the anxieties of this life. I am coming soon. I am coming soon. For everyone on earth, described in verse 34, that day will be what it says in verse 35, as a snare. It shall come on all them. What is a snare? If you watch people who are out trapping, they will sometimes have a wire snare that has a very loose end, as you have that circle, and they put it in the path that an animal typically walks on, and he gets his neck in that, and he pushes through because it's so light he doesn't know it's there, and that noose tightens around its neck. He gets excited, begins to try to get out of it, and the only thing that can happen is he can only make that snare even tighter until it strangles him. And Jesus is saying, as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth, catching them by surprise. Now, this passage actually applies to Israel in the tribulation. That's why Jesus says what he says in verse 36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You see, those who are watching during the tribulation, understanding what's coming, those who are watching, these things will not come upon them unawares. People will commonly apply this to the rapture. Does it apply to the rapture? It actually does. If it applies to those during the tribulation to be watching, how much more to us before the tribulation? Remember, you go back to what we read in Matthew, and it says, two shall be in a bed, one will be taken, one will be left. You know who's taken? It's not talking about the rapture. It's talking about the one taken in death. The one who was left is the one who is here to populate the earth during the millennium. The one who was left is the believer during the tribulation. So the exhortation to watch is just as necessary for the church before the rapture in the clouds as for Israel before the second coming of Christ to the earth. Be accounted worthy, Jesus says in verse 36, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape. Now, some people think this applies to something called the partial rapture. How many of you have ever heard of the partial rapture? Okay. The partial rapture says that when you are worthy, you'll be snatched away. That's what it says, that you may be accounted worthy to escape. I call that the popcorn theory. Because when you as the kernel get hot, you pop and you're raptured. It's a ridiculous theory. But there are those who have that theory that there is a partial rapture, that throughout the tribulation, people will keep being raptured as soon as they get right with God. The Bible does not teach that, but that's what some people say that this is replying to. It is talking about having the ability or strength to escape all these things. What things? Well, it could be the events of the tribulation, but I wonder if it doesn't have to do with what's mentioned in verse 34. That we escape those things that weigh us down. The surfeiting, the drunkenness, and the cares of this life. And that instead, we do, as it says in verse 36, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch. The parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew chapter 25 teach us that what is involved in watching. Not just having your eyes wide open, but thoughtfulness and preparation. Pray. Pray specially for grace to lay aside every weight and to cast away everything that may interfere with your readiness to meet with the Lord, to meet the Lord. We must live in a thorough state of expectation. Perpetual preparedness to meet Christ. Not neglecting our duties, not becoming monks, not becoming hermits, but living holy lives, as we read in 2 Peter, again, chapter 3. Maybe you didn't keep your finger there. I've got my ribbon there, so I can go right away. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what things? The whole earth. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation? And godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Jump to verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Perpetual preparedness to meet the Lord. So there's two words I want us to leave with, and it's the two words we find back in Luke 21, 36, watch and the word pray. Amen. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Are we ready? Lord, we know it is like the days of Noah.